Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high, high. Keeping my head up, head up.
Keeping my head up, head up. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you can join today's conversation at 850-437-1620. And today, I have a guest from the Wingman Foundation on the line with me. I have Brianne. Hi, Brianne. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much for joining me. Let's first just start off and let people know what the Wingman Foundation is about.
So we are an all-volunteer nonprofit organization. Our goal is to honor the sacrifices of our fallen air warriors and support the families that they have left behind. So we support our Naval and Marine Corps aviation families when the worst happens and they suffer a mishap or a loss due to aviation related. So we're there to help them honor their loved ones, sacrifice, remember them, and support them through.
That is great. And what is your role at Wingman Foundation?
Well, we have a crew of, our daily operations team is composed of five spouses, either active duty, retired, and we do have a Gold Star spouse on our daily operations staff. So what I do is I help with mishap response. So immediately following the mishaps, myself and a few of the other ladies, we are working with the squadron. We're working with the families. We're working with the CACOs to try and see what the families' needs are, whether it's travel, food, whatever support we can help provide. We start immediately following the mishap and follow them through for years of whatever they may need and however we can help make their lives easier. And again, keeping our core value of honoring their loved ones, saying their names, remembering their sacrifice.
That is so great. If you want to learn more about the Wingman Foundation, you can go to wingmanfoundation.org. It's a really great website. There's, you know, sections about mission, events coming up. You can even shop for some. I believe there's some really cool, is there hats and apparel? Am I looking at this right? Yep, there's different merch that you can purchase that goes towards supporting the Wingman Foundation. You can also, which I always, always encourage people, is to check out the donation button. And if you can give, give. But there's also, you know, facts and education. It's just a really nice, nice website. Now, you folks have an event coming up, I understand.
We do. We have a really exciting event coming up in Pensacola. One of our daily operations, our staff members, is in Pensacola, and she has put together a phenomenal event. It's the Pensacola Memorial 5K, and we also have a one-mile fun run for kids, which is always fun to watch the little ones go out and run. And we always have some of our Gold Star kids there, so being able to witness that is pretty phenomenal as well, to see them come and remember, whether it's their parent or aunt or uncle or sibling. It's really endearing to watch not just our Gold Star families, but the kids come in and embrace the event. So that's taking place on September 7th. Our start time is 7:30 a.m. And the start and ending is in Seville Quarter. So really cool place to start off and finish. And so one of the things I love about what we do, and this is the case with most of our events, our runs, our walks, is that you can do it virtually. So obviously our support is worldwide because our mishaps that we support are worldwide and military bases, Navy Marine Corps bases all around the world. So we do offer a virtual option. So we oftentimes are having people in Japan register to who join us. And so we do this so that everybody can feel part of remembering and honoring and saying their names. And especially if you have a squadron that's in a different part of the world or a family that can't make it to our event, it gives them an opportunity to still be a part of that and still remember and honor. And so we have in-person, but we also offer a virtual option as well.
That is so great. And is there a fundraising piece for each individual runner that is attached to it as well? Can they collect donations for running, or is it primarily funds coming from the registration to run?
Absolutely, yeah. So what happens on our website, sometimes we have the option of creating your own fundraising page, or, people can directly back to the website. We do another event where in May, which is our Memorial May, and we do a walk, 20-mile walk with our Gold Star families through Washington, D.C., and each individual walker gets to go in and do a fundraising page. But at any time, you can register and you can push out saying, hey, I'm walking for the Wingman Foundation in honor of, and share our website to share donations as well.
That is so exciting. That's so cool. Just to remind everybody, this event is September 7th. You can, I believe, pack up, pick up is day of, and also they have the option of picking up a pack up on the day before on the 6th?
Yes, there's two options. So this is your in-person option. If you're doing it virtually, then after the walk, we will put a shirt in the mail to you, so you'll get a shirt as well. But if you're doing in-person, we have packet pickup available the evening before, which is September 6th from 4 to 7 at Doc's Hop Shop, and that's at 500 East Heinberg Street, Pensacola, and also the morning of the run, which will be at the Seville Quarter. So where we're starting on that morning, you can also come do packet pickup prior to, a little bit earlier than the walk. And then make sure you get there early, because we do step off at 7:30. This is we got a lot of military people there, so we start at 7:30, and that's the time we're going.
Be on time. I like a good start.
Be on time.
That's right. You may have already answered this, but how many years have you been doing this? Is this your first year doing the 5K, or have you been doing it for a few years?
It's been a few years that we kicked this off in Pensacola, and it has become a very beloved event to many of our Gold Star families. Have really enjoyed it. We've gotten really positive feedback on that. And it's also a great place for it to be, just because of, Pensacola is a cradle of naval aviation. So At some point in time, a good amount of our Gold Star families, their loved ones have gone through Pensacola for some reason, whether it's training or station there. And so it is very endearing for them to come back to a place that perhaps their loved ones served at for a short time in their military career. So the feedback's been very positive. The community has been incredibly supportive. And so, it's become one of the popular events with our Gold Star families and within the community.
That is so great. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, if you want to join the conversation, send us a message in the text line at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after the break.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru: safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Atlas Beverage Class, Atlas Oyster House Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, cooking classes at Jackson's, and 75-cent Oyster Night at Atlas, tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. If you want to join the conversation today, we would love to hear from you at 850-437-1620. And I have Breanne from the Wingman Foundation on the phone with me today, telling us a little bit about more about the foundation and upcoming event. And so let's go ahead and go back to the event. If we have we missed anything that we want to make sure people know, or maybe we even want to just touch upon the mission again, just to remind people what the mission is.
Yeah, so going back to the event, so I want to share a little bit about what they're going to get as far as including in their registration, and then I'll go back over to the mission. So,
great.
All in-person participants are going to get a T-shirt and a participant medal, which every year they're designed differently, and our team's been working really hard on a great shirt, and we're kind of excited to get these out to everybody. The top three male and female finishers in each age group will receive a Fleet Feet Pensacola gift card and a discount on our Wingman fashion swag, kind of the stuff that you mentioned. So we've got hats on their shirts. We've got our memorial patches, which for every mishap, we have a memorial patch program. And with the squadron, we create a memorial patch that we provide one patch to every member of the squadron and also to the family members. And so we have Jack he runs our memorial patch program, and he creates these beautiful patches for the squadron and for the families. And so we have those available for sale as well. And then awards presentation happens immediately following the 5K and civil quarter. So and our virtual registrants each get a T-shirt that will be mailed out. They won't have it by the day of the walk, but they will get it post-walk. We get them out in the mail to everybody. So that's kind of what's included in your registration. The cost is $20 for kids for the one-mile fun run, $35 to run virtually, and then in-person 5K costs $40 up until August 18th. And then it does increase a little bit because we're kind of in that time crunch. So that's kind of what you get included in your race packet for participating. So kind of back to our mission, we support families. We also, with the funds we raise, we also establish memorial scholarships. And so we team up with scholarship funds, and we, if you go to Wings Over America, and you'll see on there that we have quite a few scholarships that we provide, and they're named scholarships in honor of our fallen. And so those scholarships go to military kids, military spouses, and they apply for those scholarships. And so part of what we do as well in the theme of honoring and saying their names and keeping their memory alive is to do named scholarships after our fallen. So we just kicked off a whole nother round of scholarships. So if you go over to the Wings Over America website, you can look into the scholarships that we sponsor as well. So the funds go to a number of things that help support our mission. So not only our families, but squadrons, military kids as a whole. And so we really try and do our best to help our Gold Star families carry on.
That is so great. And this website is absolutely wonderful. You can, if you are interested in learning more, you can go to wingmanfoundation.org. You can learn more about them. You can learn about their mission. And also, it's fairly easy to register for the upcoming 5K event. You just click on events and it's scroll down and you'll find the 5K and hit register, and it will give you additional information about this. And I want to remind everybody that this foundation is 100% volunteer based. So your support is so important.
Yeah, we are. We started off very grassroots, and so we started off with three active duty Marine Corps members that just wanted to do more, and they had lost some good friends, and they were all in different parts of the world, in different parts of their military career, and very organically started the foundation of just helping provide support for the families. And so we're never here to replace the military in their support. We're here to help fill in the gaps, and we're here to help support in ways that maybe they can't. And so they wanted to do more. They saw these Gold Star families of their friends, and they wanted to help fill in the gaps. And that's kind of how we started. And it's grown to such a support that we have supported every, since its founding in 2014, we have been able to support every single Class A mishap of the Navy and Marine Corps in some way, whether sending flowers, paying for catering, squadron support, whatever we can do to help. So we really do, we are run daily by, like I said, we run daily by five spouses in different phases of military life, from Gold Star to active duty to retired. And the goal is just to give back. All of us at some point in time have watched a friend or watched family members of our friends who have lost suffer through some horrible times. And we walk in on the worst day of their life, right? And so we are people that they never want to meet. We are people that they never want to have to talk to in this capacity. But we do our best to help them find their footing and help them to have a platform to remember and honor their loved ones.
That is so incredible. And you are doing this 100% volunteer, as are the other individuals that help support the foundation. But you also, in your spare time, because I'm sure you have all kinds of spare time, you're also, you are an owner broker of your own realty business, which specializes in military relocation. So you are, well, full round, dedicated in supporting military families, which is incredible.
Yeah, so my husband just retired after 23 years of service, and we're stationed out here in NAS Lemoore, and so he flew during that time, and so Wingman has always been a very important and special part of my heart, because again, we've lost friends, and they have come in, and that's kind of how that all got started, was watching what they did to help support our friends. And so you just have this yearning to do more and want to give back. And so we really keep our focus, and that's kind of the platform of my brokerage as well, is taking care of our people, and our people is our military family. And all of the staff that volunteer and serve have the same heart. They have a heart for our Gold Star families. They have a heart for being there in the hard times, because it's easy to be there during good times. It's the hard times that we are really, that's what we're there for. And these are people that become a part of our families, and we honor and cherish those relationships that each one of us have with our Gold Star families. And again, we wish we could meet them under different circumstances, but our mission is to make unbearable times a little bit more bearable.
That is so wonderful. We're going to head into a break real quick, but when we come back, we're going to finish out the half hour with Breanne and talk a little bit more about the Wingman Foundation.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Santa Rosa County Commission's consideration of a restriction on docking boats by time. Also discussed the legal ruling that Google and their search engine constitutes a monopoly. Plus, continuing my coverage of the USS McCool, this time talking about the flight deck. And, of course, our Tuesday interview with Sheriff Chip Simmons and all of the things in the law that have happened in the last week or so. And his thoughts on comments by the Secret Service acting director last week. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. And we have been talking with Brianne from the Wingman Foundation. What a great foundation. I love this cause so much. And I really like, Brianne, how you were talking about we're not there to replace, but we're there to fill in the gaps. And I think that that is so important. And you're right. People don't want to see you, but they want and they need that kind of support in times that they're facing, when they're facing a mishap like this. So I think it's incredible, the work that you do. And I just really want to quickly ask, do you need volunteers for the upcoming event in September?
Yeah, so volunteers, sponsors are a big one. We're still accepting sponsors, always accepting sponsors. So if you guys are interested in participating, helping out, we want to get in touch with Erin Purcell. She's actually the lead on this, and she absolutely hosts an amazing event and has made some really great connections down there. But she's going to be your contact person, and you'll want to reach her at Erin, E-R-I-N, at wingmanfoundation.org. You can also visit our website and look for her information to contact her as well. She's on our About Us page and meeting the staff. She's on there. And so she's the person you want to get in touch with if you want to volunteer, if you want to sponsor. We love our sponsors. We love being able to offset as much of the cost of the event as possible because, again, it goes right back to our Gold Star families and support. So, yeah, visit our website for information if you want to get a hold of Erin. But, yeah, the more the merrier. We love our volunteers. We love our sponsors. We love our people.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for everything that you do in the community and for the families that need it when they need it most.
Thanks for giving us the platform. We appreciate it.